Can you hear me all right? It's with trembling that I come before you this evening. Please in prayer for the remainder of this service that the Lord would bless. I want to talk about this that touched my heart. You know, I was listening to a meeting. I believe it was at Stratton, and I want to talk about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I want to talk about. The Lord would give me a tongue of utterance that I might proclaim this sweet gospel, death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. Now, there's a lot that go with the gospel, isn't there? There's a lot of things that go with it. But don't you understand? The gospel is the death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's not any room in there for anyone except Jesus. Anyone except Jesus now. I want you to understand, I want to go to the Galatian letter and look at, some verses in there. Let me read. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I was stood in the face because he was to be blamed. Now there was a little difficulty in the Galatian church, and the Apostle Paul is going to tell you about a problem that was in Antioch. And it's a similar problem. You know, we've got that similar problem. Is people want to add something to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They want to add, you know what they want to add? They want to add me. They want to add you. They want to add a man to the gospel, but there's only room for the Lord Jesus Christ in the gospel. It's only Jesus and Jesus only that's redeemed. Brother, but when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face. So here we have the Apostle Peter. And think of Apostle Peter now. You know, Jesus asked one time, he says, and say that I, the Son of Man, am. And you know, they had all kinds of opinions. You know, we like to do that now. We see that constantly around. You take polls, a popular opinion, and you know something about it. You know, they're always wrong. They're always wrong, and they were wrong when they considered whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am. And then the Lord Jesus Christ, whom do ye say that I am? And, you know, Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You know, and he said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, except my Father in heaven. He had that by the revelation of God himself, that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God. Well, blessed condition the Apostle Peter was in. But you know what? 10th chapter of the book of Acts, the Apostle Peter on the rooftop, and that sheet was let down from heaven, and all manner of beasts were in the sheet, and the Lord said, rise, Peter, slay and eat. And you know what? He said, not so, Lord. He said, not so, Lord. Well, you know, that's not something that we say to the Lord. That's not something we say to the Lord. It's amen when the Lord speaks. And, brother, I want you to understand, it's yea and amen on these scriptures here, because all scriptures given by the inspiration of God and profitable, if we put an investment in it, it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, instruction and righteousness, that the man of God might be truly furnished in all good work. He says, but when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face because he was to be blamed. We have the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter, and the Apostle Paul stood to Peter. You know, at the beginning of the book of Galatians, you're going to understand the Apostle, he gives his credentials. He gives his credentials. He said, Paul, an apostle, not neither by men, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him. So he gives his credentials, and then he talks about the problem at this church. They're hearing another gospel that is not the gospel. And brethren, I want you to understand there are other gospels that are not the gospel. And how do we divide the word of God? Brethren, we understand that it's all by the inspiration of God and treat it such. He said, but when Peter was coming, I was studying to the face because he was to be blamed. For certain men came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles, but when they were through, it separated himself, fearing them that were of the circumcision. So Apostle Paul, he's sitting with the Gentiles, he's eating with them, and then when some come from the Jerusalem church, that word James, the pastor of Jerusalem, you know, it doesn't say here in these verses that, you know, they went over and told the Apostle Peter, what are you doing? It doesn't say they did anything. It's just that when certain came, he looked upon them. He withdrew and separated himself because of them. He was afraid of them. You know, that's a condition we all find ourselves in from time to time. It's called peer pressure. Pick our peers. That's what we need to do. We need to pick our peers. You know, we need to be together with the old Baptists. We need to understand that we need to pick our peers. He said, but before that certain came from James, he did with the Gentiles. Well, when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fear of the circumcision. Now, you know, I'm sitting here. I'm trying to speak to you, preach to you. And I'm doing this with my lips. There's another way of preaching, isn't there? There's another way of preaching. It's the way we walk. The way we walk. Brethren, I dearly love that scripture. And it says, be ready. Be always ready to give an answer. To give an answer. And brethren, those who ask us of an answer is between our walk. And they know that it's not of us. They know that it's not of us. They're glad of the Spirit. And that's what calls them to ask us. Brethren, we need to understand that we not only need to preach the gospel, we need to walk the gospel. And I'm talking the truth according to the gospel. He says, before that was certain came from James to eat with the Gentiles, but when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And other Jews dissembled themselves in so much that Barnabas was carried away with their dissimulation. So it's not only Peter and his dissimulation, which is dissimulation means to believe one thing and act as if you did believe it. To act as if you didn't believe it. And not only the Apostle Peter, he withdrew himself, but then Barnabas followed. Other Jews followed. You know, one of the things Apostle Peter said upon that rooftop was, Of a truth, I discern that God is no respecter of persons. He understood. You know, the Apostle Paul said in the second chapter of Romans, he said, God is no respecter of persons. If you go back, it's in the second chapter, you'll understand that God is no respecter of persons. He says, but when I saw that they walked not uprightly, the Apostle Peter saw, according to the truth of the gospel. Now, this is the answer. So there's a truth of the gospel. They must have a an effect if we believe the gospel, death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It should have an effect on it. We should walk according to the word of God. And when I saw they walked not uprightly, according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter, before, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of the Gentiles and not as the Jews, why compellest thou the Jews, the Gentiles, to live as do the Jews? And that's what he was preaching, that you needed to come over here yourselves. Then he says this, we are Jews, you're not sinners of the Gentiles. And then the sixth is what I'd like to speak about. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Several years ago, my wife and my daughter, we decided we'd take a vacation. We flew to Atlanta, Georgia, and then rented a car, and we drove to Savannah, Georgia, and we saw all the sights in between. And then we came back and went into Alabama, and it was Sunday, and we stopped at a church, and I don't remember the name of the church, but where Will Martin was the pastor of the church. Wonderful assembly, and he got up and he preached on 1 John 5:7. That was his text. There be three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. You know, there are some Bibles that don't have 1 John 5:7 in them. Why? Because they don't like it. They don't like it. And so let's take that out. I've just read the 16th, the first part, chapter, 16th verse of the second chapter of Galatians. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Christ. You know, there are some men that don't like that. They've changed that. They put in their Bible, it says the faith in Jesus Christ. You know, there's a lot of difference between faith in Jesus Christ and the faith of Jesus. You know, I've made a point of saying, is the Lord Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, you can go through the whole 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, that testament, that great testament to faith. You know, all of those patriarchs of old that wondrous works and suffered in such that by faith, that faith in them. But you know, if you look at the 11th chapter, you need to looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Having an understanding that, you know what author means, it means here. You know, he's faithful and true. You know, some people say, well, how can God be faithful? How can God be faithful? He had faith in the Father. He had the Father. You know, he didn't have faith in me. He didn't have faith in you. You know, if you go to, the 63rd chapter, that's a familiar reading. It says, for I have tried to press alone. And of the people, there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon all garments, and that will stain all my raiment. For the day of a vengeance in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help. And I wondered that there was none to hold. Therefore, mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury. Understand it? No. That Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, his death upon the cross of Calvary, his burial within that tomb, resurrection at the end of 3 days and three nights that accomplished salvation. Because he's a faithful God. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. The works of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. You know, the Apostle Peter and these from that it came from James, they just picked out one little thing. They just separated themselves. They just separated at one little thing of the law. He set up a law in your heart. Brethren, you have to keep, you know, they know something. The Apostle Peter and the Paul know something. Knowing that a man is not justified the works of the law. You know, I drive out on these roads here and, I've never had a highway patrolman pull me over me a condemnation. You know, what he gives me is you know, there's nothing in that law, that leaves me for obeying that law. Brother, it's only condemnation. It's a ministry of condemnation. And you know, we can set up all manner of, you know, the vein of our flesh. We'll set up some standard that we meet and say, you know, I'm meeting the standards, but it's not before the throne of God. It's only by the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. For he hath made him to be sin who knew no sin. We might be made the righteousness of God within him. Knowing not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ. Coming to a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done in him. You know, that causes something, being born of the Spirit and coming to a knowledge and understanding and knowing of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's accomplished through the gospel, through the ministers, stand before God's waiting children, hearing that sweet gospel proclaimed, that the death, the burial, resurrection of Jesus, and believe his finished work. You know, it's like, is it the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis where Abraham believed and it was counted to him for righteousness? You know, I understand that Abraham walked by faith for 15 years for the 15th chapter of Genesis. He walked by faith and followed to God himself, called a friend of God. He said, he might be justified by the faith of Christ, not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sin. Is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. You know, there is no mixing, is there? It's either we are saved by grace, or we're saved by the law. One of the two. Now we can go over to Romans and says, and if by grace, then it's no more of works. Grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Brother, there's absolutely no mixing. You know, the condition that the Antioch church found themselves into, the condition that the church at Galatia found itself into, that the apostle stood up against, that he proclaimed the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we ought to walk according to the truth of faith. Brethren, these are words for our time. You know, I go to Dodger Stadium from time to time, and you know, when I look out upon the crowd that's there, you know, I believe that the great majority of those people that are in that great stadium are children. The vast majority, I believe now. I don't believe God's the loser on a population of this. But I'll tell you this, we talk about the world around us, talk about the condition that this world's in, and it begins right here with each of us to walk according to the truth, to proclaim Jesus and Jesus only, to know he is our Redeemer, and say, amen, the faith of Christ. You know, I had another little book. I call it a book. It was given to me as a Bible. A chapter of the book of John. And you know what it said? You know, I know you know the 8th chapter of the book of John, where that woman was taken before Jesus, who was caught in the very act of adultery. And Jesus let him without a stone cast the first, and all had left. And he asked, woman, where are those thine accusers? He said, well, this Bible said, well, avoid sin. You know, that's not the Bible. It's go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. You know, you can go over here just a couple of pages in the Galatians, and the Apostle Paul, he tells the truth by one word, either seed or seeds. I hope you'll consider what I've said, and I hope I've said something that would help somebody. Please pray in the church at Santa Paula that the Lord might continue to bless and be with you. Brother James, should I offer prayer?